Who's the bass player? Someone once framed that and presented it to me as a gift. I laughed, let him laugh along as well. Then the minute he walked out the door, I tossed the piece of crap in the garbage. Who's the bass player? The fourth guy. What's his name? What's that funny-looking guitar called again? That guy over by the drummer? And my personal all-time favorite, nobody fucks the bass player. It's a fact that bass players are the least appealing members of any rock band. Oh, drummers are a close second, but in your traditional four-man setup, it's always the bass player who is ignored. It's been scientifically shown that the audience's eyes focus on bass players exactly 1/4 as often as on lead singers and only half as often as on lead guitarists. If it's a band with backup singers, audience eyes only ever fall on the bass player if he's standing close enough to be in the same visual frame as another band member. In case you haven't figured it out, I'm a bass player, and no one knows my name, which really doesn't bother me that much. I do wish they knew what a bass guitar is and that without it, the music wouldn't be the same. But do they have to know my name? Nah, hardly anyone does. It's no big deal. I can attest, though, that bass players do, in fact, get fucked. If you're out on the road, groupies are groupies, and while they may have a favorite band member, they'll go with the bass player in a pinch. I never lacked for company when I was touring with my band, Lush, and none of the other bass players I know do either. Lately, though, getting laid isn't high on my list of priorities. At least, not getting laid by just anyone. The one woman I yearn for is the one I can't have, because she's the one who tore my heart out of my chest and left little pieces of it on the road out of Oklahoma. Marsha O'Neill was the single worst event of my life, and I'm not about to let her back in. Which may seem somewhat ironic since I'm sitting here in an East Texas bar, watching her wait tables like she's a glass of ice water, and I'm coming off a week in the Sahara. But looking isn't the same as doing, and I won't be doing anything with her. Yeah, keep telling yourself that, Colin. You gonna stare at her all night? Mike asks from across the table, where he sits with the Boilermaker he brought back from the bar. Bottoms up! He grins as he lifts the shot glass, downing it before he wipes his arm across his mouth and then swigs the beer. I don't know what you're talking about, I mutter. Mike is annoying as hell. He showed up a few days ago saying that he's going to get Jenny, his on-again, off-again country singer girlfriend back. That apparently translates to, I'm going to live with you and annoy you every day until Jenny decides to talk to me. He's moved into the vacant room next to mine at Mrs. Stallworth's boarding house, and he's around every day, all the time. The guys in my band are my brothers, but Mike can be a total pain in the ass, and especially when he's giving me shit about Marsha. Dude, your eyes have been glued to her since we walked in the door. You come here every single night, and you've chosen to stay in Texas, even though the rest of us are back in Portland. You don't think you have some unfinished business with her? I have a swallow of my beer. Of course he's right. I've tried to leave. I really have. But I can't seem to find a compelling enough reason to do it. I can't seem to bring myself to go thousands of miles away from her with no plan to come back. All of these years, when I had no idea where she was, I got by. Granted, I was high all the time, but I did get by. But now? Now I know exactly where she is, and I can't seem to shake the need to be in her vicinity, even with how fucked up things are. Still, after more than 10 years.
Can I get you anything else?
Her voice jars me out of my thoughts, and I look up at her soft, red curls and full, curvy figure. She's addressing Mike, of course. She doesn't ever offer to get me anything. If she did, I'd probably say something stupid like, you. Nah, I'm good, darling. Mike uses his silky, I'm going to get me some tail voice, and I want to hit him, wipe the smirk off his face as he tries his damnedest to annoy me into some sort of action.
Okay, then,
Marsha chirps.
You know where to find me if you need another one of those bad boys.
She gives him a smile as she points to his empty shot glass. What about me? I ask suddenly. What if I want something? She turns slowly, her face flushing.
Of course,
she answers, a spark in her voice.
What would you like?
I look into her bright blue eyes and my heart contracts. My mind flashes back to a sunny afternoon in an empty field in Tulsa, Oklahoma.